God. Ladies and gentlemen, we are getting ready to go to our remote reporter. That's Larry H. Vader. And, you know, June the 1st, that's the first day of meteorological summer. And, Vader, just out of curiosity, how are things there at the surface of the sun?
Big Fatty, Big Fatty, do you have an extra oar I can borrow?
An oar?
Well, for my canoe. That's the only way I'm going to be able to get around for the foreseeable future, it appears.
Oh.
Because it rained 83 inches last week, and y'all, it's sunny today, but it's hot as fuck, too. Ooh, it is. It's the humid surface of the sun today, but y'all, it's gonna, the rain, it's going to start again. It's going to start again. Y'all, it's not even
gonna,
hot.
Rain's going to come down, down, down.
Kind of like your pants when the gentleman caller arrives.
In fact, there's a knock at the door. Oh.
Oh. Oh.
No. Oh. Oh. It's the nip.
No. Oh. Oh. Okay, let's just do this.
Oh, you big fat thing, you.
What's going on, guys? Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast. I am your host, Mr. Larry H. Vader, and this is your show,
Larry Vader, and just welcome. What's going on, guys?
So I get there, and y'all, there ain't nobody but Big Fatty and his horror friends there.
Was there any inappropriate touching?
No.
Could there have been?
Big Fatty! I'm Fatty!
Oh, Lord.
I'll take that as a hello.
And I put little booties on the cat so they didn't get the floor dirty with their dirty little paws while I was mopping.
And you are fucking retarded.
Oh, what's going on, guys?
Oh,
what's going on,
guys? Big fat thing, you.
Gosh, a little delayed.
Well, you need to tighten that up a little bit.
Well, it's a little delayed because he's riding 500 miles from San Francisco to L.A. raising money. Well, hello, everyone, and welcome to the Little Fatty Cast for Monday.
Monday.
The 2nd of June, 20 and 25 in the... it's summer, year of Miss Dolly Hortensia Lavatria Parton. I am one of your hosts, the one... Y'all, too busy. Mr. Larry H. Vader spelled.
Vader, V-E-D-E-R.
Oh, speaking of too busy, clearly too busy to fix it.
Correct. And joining me today, it's, y'all, Horizontal Stripes himself. It's Big Fatty, everyone.
Hi.
Y'all, Big Fatty is where, y'all, I thought fat people weren't supposed to wear horizontal stripes.
Well, they probably aren't, but that's what I had.
Well, you know, and if there's one thing we like, it's for you to have your pants and your shirt on.
Yes.
So, whatever it is, even if it's whatever that is, good. Y'all.
By the way, do you see the picture that Tim and Alexa painted of Big Fat?
I did.
In the background?
It looks like... Now, Tim, I'm sure Tim listens religiously. Tim, you are an amazing artist, so please don't take this negatively. I don't mean it that way. But I'm seeing it from an extreme angle because it's flat against, you know, it's basically perpendicular to the camera. So, y'all, it looks like Big Fatty has the fires of hell burning behind the photo.
Perfect, you know, like, to kick off meteorological summer, you know.
It is summer. It is summer,
you know,
here.
It is. You know, that the original of that picture hangs in Tim's food pantry. How appropriate.
Well, you know.
Right below Taffy Carlisle Huffington.
Well, it's appropriate. He takes a look at you and he's like, all right, I'm not going to eat any of that today.
Well, I am a diet aid.
Right, mm-hmm. Right. Yes, Tim, I hope you're well. I heard you've been in the El Hospitalo recovering.
Which we all know is...
Alaxin for...
Alaxin?
Well, he's Tim and Alaxa for El Hospitalo.
Oh, Alaxin. Okay, got it.
Yeah, y'all, I almost went to Alaxa. Instead, we're going to Key West. So, anyway, y'all, more on that.
We?
Well, y'all, we mentioned... I mentioned on a previous little show that Big Mama and I were going to the London, England.
Yes.
We went to a new restaurant in town called Long's, Chef Long's Dim Sum and Chinese food. Y'all, delicious.
Long John Silver's, is that what you said?
Basically, yes. That's for, mm-hmm. Yeah. Y'all, absolutely. I had the shumai. It was so good. I embarrassed myself. But
What kind of shoe was it again?
Uh-huh. Big Mama broke the news for me. He said, Larry. He said, I cannot take off the next week. And I said, well, that would give us 5 full days in London. I don't think so. And he said, are you sure that's not enough? And I said, to fly to London? And I said, let me think about it.
Oh
yeah, no, I'm not flying to London for 5 days. So poopy, y'all. This trip was coming up in 3 weeks, 4 weeks. I don't remember.
And
now.
You hadn't already bought your tickets on TWA.
I have already have my Pan Am tickets. Thank you very much.
Okay,
but y'all, the beauty of 2025 is you can change any ticket for no fee. Or cancel it and get the airline credit. So, no big deal.
Okay.
Either way, y'all, we went through this whole rigmarole about where you want to go.
Hole.
And y'all, what?
How's your hole?
We'll get to that.
Rigmarole, how's your hole?
But y'all, Big Mama said.
Rigmarole.
Well, what I really want to do is go on a cruise that week. Well, y'all, that's July 4th week. And I said, all right, let me look. So, y'all, I.
Tip-a-tapped.
And I said, well, there's one celebrity has exactly one cruise on the East Coast that week. Well, two. There's one that goes to Bermuda. It's $4,000 for an inside cabin. And the newest ship, the Beyond, out of Miami, Fort Lauderdale, whatever. I don't know. It was doing some Caribbean or I don't know. Didn't really pay attention to where it was going. But it was $5,000 because all they had left was concierge.
Which cruise line is this?
The Celebrity.
Okay.
And I said, and while I would love to do something, I am not paying $5,000 to go on a celebrity cruise to Cozumel and whatever bullshit.
Ooh.
And I was like, we can go to Cozumel. And y'all, then Big Mama said, I want to go to Puerto Vallarta. And I said, in the summer? I mean, let me look at it. So I
tip-a-tapped.
And I said, Big Mama. The Airbnbs are reasonable, but the temperature is going to be about 133 degrees. And
at that temperature, if you wanted to go someplace, that's cool compared to Walnut Hills.
It's true. So y'all, then we considered Walnut Hills. But y'all, I said, Big Mama, what do you really want to do? And he said, I want to lay by a pool and be pampered all week. And I said, well, all right. So y'all, we just decided when I tell you that we hemmed and we hawed, that might be an understatement. And he got so angry with me. He's like, you won't make a decision. And I was like, well, none of it sounds fun, is the problem. I was like, it all just sounds kind of boring. And y'all, I like to lay by a pool, but you know, I like to have a beverage, no beverage from time to time. Mm-hmm. Right. I said, well, we can go to Vegas. And, he said, and I said, all right. And so, y'all, we decided we're going to go to Key West. So
now, will you be driving?
We will not be driving. Will not be driving. So he has some sort of deal with, I don't know, whatever. We're taking the Delta Airlines United does not get there from here is the problem.
You know,
so,
Delta loves to fly, and it shows.
Yeah, it used to. And anyway, so... So y'all, we're taking the Delta, and now I am not thrilled about taking the Delta Airlines, only because I know how this ends. It's with him in first class and me in the back of the bus,
right.
And I don't love that part of this, but that's
right.
Okay. But y'all, it's a little last minute for the July 4th week, so y'all, he put me in charge of it, and I found some Airbnbs, but y'all, I don't know, they just weren't. First of all, I'm not sleeping on a futon.
Right.
And so we went back and forth. Y'all, we ended up booking a room, which I need to tell him. He's waiting.
Would it be at Island House?
No, book solid. Booked solid. Y'all, we ended up booking a room at New Orleans House, which is not the luxury accommodations to which I think either one of us are accustomed. And by luxury, I mean Courtyard by Marriott quality. Uh-huh. But y'all, it'll be fine. All they had left was a one bedroom with a sleeping loft. And so, y'all, there's a bedroom and then there's a queen size sleeping area on the second floor that doesn't have like a door, which is fine. Living room, you know, full kitchen, which the reviews say there's nothing in the kitchen that actually works. So that sounds about right. It's y'all, I'm not cooking for Big Mama anyway. So,
right.
So y'all, we'll be going for the July 4th week.
That's right there on
it's the pool
Canal Street, right?
If by Canal Street you mean Duval Street, yes.
Yes, that's what I meant. Yeah.
No, New Orleans House is part of Bourbon Street Pub. The pool is for New Orleans House is the back bar and pool for Bourbon Street Pub. It's the same. That's where sushi is lowered in the shoe for New Year's.
In the shoe, right.
Yeah. That Sushi, the drag queen, y'all, who I think died. I think I may have heard Miss Kathy Griffin or Mr. Anderson Cooper say
By
that.
By the way, I don't know if you knew this or not, but you're right across the street
from Saloon
from
One.
Estate Liquidators.
Oh, well, I'm more excited that we're right across the street from Saloon One or One Saloon, whatever the name is this week.
Saloon One.
Well, their actual receipts say One Saloon. So I get a big kick out of that because they obviously did something wrong there. But anyway, so y'all were there. Now, we are not there on a weekend.
Mm-hmm.
But we are
That's
there.
Okay.
Well, and truthfully, it is because, y'all, there was talk of staying to Sunday instead of coming home on Saturday. And I said, it's not like we're going to go out and blow it out on Saturday night if we're getting up to get on a plane Saturday or Sunday morning anyway. So
mm-hmm.
I was like, let's just take an afternoon flight on the Sunday or on the Saturday, and then we can hoot it up for July 4th and, which I'm sure will be a party.
By the way, when you're down there, right across Patrona Street, mm-hmm. There on the corner of Patrona and Duval, give my best to the good folks there at Kermit's Key West Key Lime Shoppy.
Ugh, I do not like Kermit, but either way, not my favorite. But looking forward to it. Oh, hi. Sorry, I have a new order on Woo. So y'all, looking forward to that.
They're child friendly. Yeah.
At Kermit's?
No, at New Orleans House.
As long as they're male children over the age of 18. Actually, I think it's 21. But either way, for all I know, they let children in there now. Don't really care. That would be weird since it's a clothing optional pool. But
perfect.
Yeah. I mean, y'all.
Well, they'd have to remove their dirty diapers.
Yeah.
Well, like most of the clientele.
Right. Y'all, I have no doubt that most of the clientele will be three steps away from death. And y'all, us too. So it's fine.
Speaking of Walnut Hills.
Yeah.
Right? Okay.
Right. Okay. Well, you know, I called for advice. So looking forward to that. So that's big doings.
When is it you're leaving?
Monday, June, what is that, 30th?
Yes.
Big Mama's in charge of that.
You know, that will correspond with the celebration of me being retired for 7 years.
Well, why do you think we're going?
Oh, you're afraid I'm going to come back?
Y'all, speaking of Walnut Hills, y'all, I talked to Doc Stone yesterday.
How is the good doctor?
Well, I just reached out. I have been, do you ever have those weekends, especially those of us who still work, where it feels like you have just been on the go nonstop for 2 days? And that's, y'all, Big Fatty texted and said, I can record early. And I said, thank God, because I still have four or five more things to do today. Y'all, I've been all over the place, but I was leaving the car wash going to the haircut yesterday, mm-hmm, mm-hmm. and I was thinking about Doc Stone. He'd been weighing heavily on my mind.
Uh-oh. And the key word there is weighing.
Right, right. Because, y'all, you know, like, he hasn't reached out to me, and I was a little offended that he hadn't reached out to see if I was going to meet you, Granny, the Nip, Flo, and him at Disney World in September. And so I just reached out, and y'all, the only reply I got was, never again.
Never again.
Correct. And I said, oh, oh. And then... So, I guess Doc Stone isn't going to Disney World in September.
Well, he wasn't invited.
Well, I just assumed when you started listing the names of people who were going, I just assumed that he was, I mean, when
well,
I...
Well, you know, he needs, we need to repeat history with him making the barbecue tour of the South again.
Well, I don't think so, but...
Okay.
Anyway, so yeah, y'all, Doc Stone's doing well. Or he seems to be.
Well, the biggest news, and this is breaking news. I don't know if you knew this or not, but
breaking news.
On Sunday he forgot to say rabbit rabbit, so he's in for a month of despair, doom and despair.
Oh, so the Nip's on his way to San Diego to stay with him.
Yeah,
for the month of June. Okay, perfect. Mm-hmm. Perfect.
In fact, by the way, speaking of Walnut Hills, that was the old gals of vaudeville performance, Doom and Despair.
Oh, I thought you were going to say Granny.
It was a one person show, but he played both Doom and Despair.
Of course. He's multi talented.
Yes.
He is.
Yeah. Filled the stage.
Oh, Lord. Yeah. So, y'all.
Speaking of filling the stage, did you have an update on the hats for us?
Well, let's do this.
Okay.
Uh oh, where's that volume?
Don't hear it. How's your
hole? Well, why is there no? Why is there never any volume when I want there to be volume? Family. Y'all, it takes it a minute to appear. Let's, y'all.
Perhaps Daniel Bieber could give you some hints on audio. Oh,
he can do that next week when he co-hosts the show, since you won't be here. Okay, let's do this.
How's your whole family? How's your whole family?
Y'all, the Hat Arena.
Uh-oh.
Y'all, I was supposed to go up Wednesday to take her to get her stitches out.
Right.
Now, y'all, that's a lot of doings just to drive her. But y'all, no fear. She called in a panic on Tuesday afternoon to let me know that she had a ride. And her 78-year-old friend was going to drive her. And I said, are you sure?
Well, now, there's fear.
And I said, are you sure? And she said, there is no sense on you driving up here just to drive me for a quick appointment. Y'all, they got lost.
So which hospital has she been admitted to?
Y'all, they got lost. So who does she call when they get lost?
You.
No. No, no.
Your father.
My father.
Mm-hmm.
Y'all. What? What?
Did they have a spin out on the 101?
Y'all, they did not have a spin out, but it took them 2 hours to get home.
No, wait, they found the place
and got there just fine. So the place is right off the interstate, right? So they took the exit, they got
there.
That's
the 26, right?
It is right off the, it's the 26. So that's the gotcha, is it's in this triangle on Highway 378, which if you've ever cut the corner, if you're going to Disgusta on the interstate, you can cut from 26 to 20 on 378. It's just 3-4 miles. And it saves you 25-30 minutes. Either way, y'all, they turned right out of there because they couldn't turn left because there was too much traffic. And then they got on the 20. Well, somehow they missed the exit to the 26 and just kept going down 20. Well, y'all, if you go too far down 20, you'll end up in Florence on your way to the Pulse.
Ultra Club.
But they didn't go that far. But y'all, so then they ended up on Highway 77 or Interstate 77, which 20 hits, I don't know, probably not even 10 miles later. Now, but then my mother said, well, if you go north on 77 instead of south, south would take you back to 26. Because, y'all, the interstates all just, they just overlap right in that area.
Yeah,
it's
right.
They kind of twist and turn. She said, but if you go north, then we can take the such and such exit and we can go home that way. Now, y'all, there are two ways to do that. One requires zero turns except onto their street if you go that way, which is admittedly probably 30 miles up 77, whatever. It's out of the way. But the other one, the quicker one, requires no fewer than 20 turns if you take that way. And now, they both have smartphones, but do not know how to use the map.
But the phone is only as smart as the user.
Correct. It never occurred to them to load the Google Maps and just put in their address and let it navigate them home. In fact, it never came out of her purse until she called Father Hat, who then stayed on the phone with her for the whole time telling them where to turn.
Did he have the Rand McNally Atlas out at home giving her directions?
She was trying to get him to go get it, but he couldn't get to it because of where it was stored. He couldn't get his walker close enough to it. So, y'all, I tell you what. But then his other old man friend was there with him. I think his name's Mr. Gerald. No. It was Mr. Terry, and Mr. Terry used to work for the highway department, so he knew all the roads. So between the four of them, they got her home safely.
Oh.
I'm not kidding. Y'all, let's do this.
Well, hello, porcupines. We've been waiting for you. It's time to play dead. Ooh, or alive.
All right, everyone. It's that game. The game where Big Fatty gives me the name of some folks born on this day that are supposedly famous, though that's questionable. And I have to guess if they're dead or alive, but then I have to tell you who they are because only Chris from Tennessee and New Jersey and Tennessee would know. All right. Who you got, Big Fatty?
All right, you ready?
I'm ready.
Jerry Mathers.
Ooh, Jerry Mathers has to be dead. Y'all, Jerry Mathers was the founder of Jif Peanut Butter.
Jerry Mathers is alive.
Oh, wow.
And as Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, is yelling at the iTunes, Jerry Mathers was an American actor. He was the Beaver on Leave It to Beaver. Theodore Beaver Cleaver, as they say. And Jerry Mathers as the Beaver.
It would take old people to know that. All right, what you got? Who's next?
All right, Sally Kellerman.
Ooh, Sally Kellerman. Y'all, she's dead. No, she's alive. Y'all, she was, Sally Kellerman was many things, but she was an Olympic athlete. I believe she was the figure skater back in the day.
Sally Kellerman died in 2022, and I chose this because she held a role that someone who just died this week held. She played Hot Lips Houlihan
in
the movie MASH.
Y'all, when she died on this week, y'all, the face space went berserk. Ooh.
Ooh.
It went berserk about her.
All right. Dana Carvey.
Ooh. Y'all, comedian. He was on a lot of shows, but I loved him on that Saturday Night Live. And in my mind, he's dead, but I think Dana Carvey is actually still alive.
Dana Carvey is indeed still alive, American comedian and actor. He played George W. Bush and Garth on Wayne's World. Do we have time for maybe one more?
We have 3 minutes and 45 seconds, so go for it.
Oh, well, yeah. I don't have that many.
Oh.
I don't have that many, but I do have a couple more. Johnny Weissmuller.
Ooh, Johnny Weissmuller. That's a good one. You got me mm-hmm. on that one. Y'all, Johnny Weissmuller mm-hmm. is dead as a doornail. Y'all, he played that NFL football sports ball and later was an announcer on CBS.
CBS! Once again, Chris from Tennessee, from New Jersey, from Tennessee, is going, Vader, how do you not know that Johnny Weissmuller is dead as a doornail? And that he was a Romanian-American actor and swimmer. He won 5 Olympic gold medals, but he's best known as Tarzan.
Never seen it. All right.
All right. We got one more.
Oh,
Zachary
please.
Quinto.
Oh, he's still alive. His career? Questionable. Y'all, he's an actor. And I think a pretty good one. And y'all, he played that Lieutenant Spock on in the Star Trek movies. In the new Star Trek movies.
Zachary Quinto is indeed alive. And he was an American actor and played Mr. Spock. On the Star Trek,
the new reboots. Movies. Yeah, yes. The new movies, yeah. not Strange New yeah. Worlds.
Yes, exactly.
Which Strange New Worlds is really good, y'all. It's coming back June 26th.
June 26th.
Big Fatty, did you see the Doctor Who season finale yesterday?
I have never seen an episode of Doctor Who.
Ooh, it was weird, but good. It was good. I was running errands and I got the a new episode Ooh. Is available on Disney Plus. And so y'all, I did what the skull herself would do.
Went to the Taco Bell.
Pulled back into the Vader family compound and watched the finale. And I'm not no spoilers because I know there's a delay and blah blah blah. But y'all, it was good. It was good. So looking forward to whenever it comes back. I hear that might be 2027, 2028. But yeah. So anyway, so that was, yeah, y'all, that's been going on. Big Fatty, y'all, I don't ever see Big Fatty anymore. He's very busy.
Very busy. By the way, I can't believe that we've failed to mention Happy Pride to everyone. You know, the Big Circle Pride starts this week.
Y'all, I'm kind of looking forward to it. There's some good stuff going on at the Big Circle Pride.
Is there a drag show?
No. No.
Oh, I can't believe that.
Yeah, there's 23. But y'all, there's other stuff happening too. Y'all, lots of little things. And y'all, Charleston Pride is a joke. But the Big Circle Pride is actually, y'all, it's professionally managed because the business association pays for it. So,
well, that, and isn't it run by the Lesbyterians?
It is. It is. So, y'all, they're going to be Subarus everywhere, but it'll be a good time. And so, I was looking at the schedule last week with my friend, we'll call him CJ, because that's his name. And he was like, oh, do you want to do the blah, blah, blah? And I was like, oh, well, not only should I have started the closing music, but I was like, yes. Ooh, ooh.
Oh,
I would like to do the blah, blah, blah stuff. So, y'all, I think we're going to do some of the big Circle Pride stuff.
It's, okay, Big Circle, blah, blah, blah.
Big Circle, big doings.
Does it get any better than the blah, blah, blah?
Y'all, there's a lot of drag shows.
Yes.
So we'll be avoiding most of those.
And it's the same drag queens.
Oh, it's the same two. Yeah, it's two of them that are doing all of the shows. Y'all, it's that patio furniture and that Brooke Collins. So they're bringing Brooke Collins.
Collins, you know, her latest show was called Still Alive.
Right.
Yes, she's still alive.
Yeah. Well, they made a big deal about, oh, she's coming to North Charleston. Y'all, she lives off Dorchester Road. like, she lives here.
It's closer than the Dudley Do-Rights.
Correct.
Now, speaking of still alive, have we had a wellness check in Walnut Hills?
This podcast is a proud member of the Pride 48 Podcasting Network. Check out more great shows at pride48.com.
Well, it wasn't as much a wellness check as it was a smell check. So, it smells like death.
So, but it smelled like death, which of course means that everything's just fine.
Correct.